Thanks, Pastor Dave.
Perfect.
Wow, what a blessing to be here. Hello, guys. Yes, my name is Kenny. I'm from Zwide Township, and we and my wife, we had a church in Joe Slovo, and we are so blessed to be here, especially connected to Pastor Dave. Pastor Dave is such a beautiful heart man. You know, we've known him for some time through the pastor's breakfast that he hosts in the city. And the pastor's breakfast have been to our church as well, there in the township. And it's quite a blessing, Pastor Dave. We want to really thank you for your heart for the city, for your heart for the church of the city. The breakfast is making a very big impact on us. We are quite blessed, and we believe that it's going to bring the unity of the body in the entire city, cross racially. It's such a blessing. Yes, as Pastor Dave said, I'm working together with Pastor Elijah there in the township. He's running his own church, as I'm also running the church that I lead. I also saw Pastor Temba here. We work together there in the township, but we believe God for stronger unity of the church, because we believe that when the church rises and take its right stand, you know, most of the ills that we see that we are hoping the government will solve will actually be solved by the church, because the church is the light of the world. And the Bible says a city on a hill cannot be hidden. You know, I always, whenever I read that scripture, I ask myself, if the Bible says a city on a hill cannot be hidden, so it's almost like it says, if the city in a hill cannot be hidden, why is it so hidden? Hallelujah. So we are the church, so we should not be hidden. We should be the light of the world. Hallelujah. Now I want to share from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. The Bible says, come to me. It's Jesus who's actually saying that. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, because I am humble and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. So, when Pastor Dave asked me to come and preach here, which is quite a privilege for me, I asked him, what would you like me to preach about? He said, preach about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. Wow. So I started praying and asking the Lord, what should I preach about you? What can I say to people about you? And the Lord said, just tell them about me. Do you know me? I said, I think I know something about you, that you are such a very, very nice father, nice leader, nice shepherd. And I came with this scripture that actually Jesus said we should learn something from him. He said he is humble and lowly in heart. Praise the Lord. So I want to talk about Jesus on his character of mercy. He's a merciful Jesus. I remember one time they brought a lady who was caught in the act of adultery. I really don't know how they found those people in the act. I don't know whether they didn't have a room or something, I don't know. But they actually said they found them right in the act of adultery. And Jesus told the people, You need to understand that Jesus had nothing to do with the adultery. And those people did not commit adultery, but they felt that those people broke a law. So they need to suffer the consequences of breaking that particular law. Now, they wanted them to be killed. And Jesus said, well, if any of you has no sin, let him be the first one to cast a stone. And none of them casted a stone because obviously none of them had no sin. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That lady experienced mercy from Jesus, because Jesus is a man of mercy. And he said, we must learn from him. Hallelujah. We've got to learn to have mercy like Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that another time, people were killing him. They kept him and beat him the whole night and put a crown of thorns on his head. He was bleeding all over. They had beaten him severely. The following day, they took him to a place called Golgotha to kill him. And he had done nothing. They wrongfully accused him. They said all kinds of stuff that were contrary to him. They actually said before he was the devil. He was Beelzebub. He was casting devils by a devil. They accused him of being a devil. They accused him of being the direct opposite of what really he was. So now, Jesus, when they had hung him on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Because, shame man, they don't know what they are doing. Hallelujah. Jesus had mercy on the people now who had done something directly on him. Praise the Lord. Maybe we could have thought, maybe no, man, he was not. That thing of that woman having committed adultery did not really affect him, because he was only making a sound judgment. But now this one, it was the aspersions were held directly against him, and they were not only aspersions. He was beaten on his body. He was abused emotionally. He was abused in all respect and killed. And yet, he said, have mercy on them. I remember a story of a certain pastor who was invited in America to preach. It was his first time to preach in America, so he was very excited. The program was advertised all over. And then he went to America. When he got there, on the service, the first service, there was only one lady who came. One black lady. And then the pastor of the church that invited him asked him, hey man, we did everything to advertise this program. And even our church members, I don't know where they are. They didn't come. Normally they only come on Sunday services. You know, church members, they like to come only on Sunday. They never come during the week. So even these ones, maybe this church does, we come all in all programs. Whenever there's a program, I know we come here. Can I get an amen? That church did not come on the programs that their pastor called them to come to. Amen. It was not a very good church. So he asked, should we maybe cancel the program? And then the African pastor said, I think we should ask the lady that has come. if we should cancel this program. Because I have come, you have come, and we have you have organized the program for those who will attend. So here's an attendee. Let's ask him. So the lady said, no, let's not cancel the program. All right. So he preached, and he made the altar call. Then there was only one person to come to the altar call, the lady. So she came. That was it. The following day, again, nobody came for the program, and it was this only lady. What do we do? There is somebody who has attended, and it's me, the lady, and you, and it's three people. It's two or three people gathered in his name. He's off the number. So let's chill. Then on the third day, a pastor from a nearby church came as well. Now, there were four people in the program. So they asked the pastor, why have you come? Where have you known about this program? And the pastor said, no, I've heard somewhere that you've organized a program that is really failing. So I've come to see for myself of this failing crusade that you've organized. Not a very nice reason to come to a church program. Amen. So later, the lady gave a testimony of why she consistently attended this program, which was actually 5 days. She gave a story and said, you know, I have been arrested by the immigrations because I did not have papers to be in America. And I had come to America because somebody promised me a job. So I smuggled my way into America because my mother is dying of hunger in West Africa. So I was hoping to be able to get a job and send money to Africa. And unfortunately, you guys caught me. And this was in court. She was being tried in the court of law. So everything about her was just wrong. And then when it was the day of judgment, now the day of judgment comes when everything has been tried, nothing has to be said later, I mean, from at that point. So a judgment just has to be released. So the judge rose up and said, lady, do you have anything to say today? Because today is the day of judgment. And the lady said, please have mercy on me. All that I've been accused of is true. I do not have papers. I've smuggled my way into America. And I deserve every single judgment. The judgment that you will release here, I deserve it. But I'm only asking for mercy, if I can get that. And then the prosecutor rose up and said, no. There is no reason for us now to be listening to this lady because she has been tried. We've gone through the trial. Today is the day of judgment, not the day of asking her to comment on what has been done. And the judge and the magistrate said, listen, we understand all that. So as the lady was sharing, the minister remembered that, you know, in the law of Moses, there were consequences in breaking every single law. But God had something called in the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. The mercy seat was actually on top of everything else, which is something that has not been spoken much about. Praise the Lord. There has been a lot of emphasis on all every kind of law but the mercy seat. Jesus said in another place, in Matthew, he said, you tithe, he mentioned all the kinds of tithes that they were tithing, but you have neglected the most important things, which is judgment and mercy. These you ought to have done without neglecting these others also. He said about mercy is the most important thing. So this lady was coming to the program to actually pray and receive a mercy. That is what, that was the reason he came for that program. So it's almost like God sent a man of God from overseas to minister in the life of that woman who was pleading for mercy. Jesus wants us to learn from him mercy, that we may become merciful people. The Bible says, in the last days, many people shall be offended, and they shall betray one another, and love will become cold. See, offense, when people are offended, they feel justified to act in whatever manner they want to act. Praise the Lord. Because it says, many shall be offended and they shall betray one another. Many people have left churches because of being offended. Many people have hopped around this city in different churches because I've been hurt by so and so. Because they have not learned to have mercy. All of us, one by one, we are like crippled people. We are on crutches. Imagine if a crippled person laughs at another crippled person and say, you are crippled. Meanwhile, they are crippled. In course, I will say, which means two pots are mocking each other. Meanwhile, they bend together in the oven. God wants us to be like Jesus and be full of mercy. When we judge over the affairs of others, God expects us to behave like Jesus and have a merciful judgment on issues. When we are directly offended, like Jesus, we must be easy to forgive. Hallelujah. It's easy to move in power. You know, we pastors who operate in the rural areas and in the townships, we have seen much of the power of God. Praise the Lord. Because it is God's power, it's not a man's power. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you do, God can just put his power on you. And you will be moving in power. But when it comes to the character of Christ, God has to really work on us. We ought to be like Jesus in character. In the way we respond to things. In the way we judge over affairs of men. And today, I want to challenge us that we should be merciful like Jesus. What has that friend of yours done to you that you have decided that I don't want to see them again? Maybe they are really wrong. Maybe they have really hurt you. But Jesus said, the disciples of Jesus asked, how many times should we forgive a person? And Jesus said, 70 times 70 in a day. You know, I laughed when I read the scriptures that followed that. The disciple said, Lord, please give us faith. If this is what we need to do, we need some faith to operate in this anointing of forgiving people over and over and over again in a day. Praise the Lord. And that's what God expects from us, to turn our hearts and turn them into love. Love so much that you become offense-free. Because in this world, we will be offended. We can't avoid offenses. Offenses must come. That's what Jesus said. He said they must come. Offenses, they will come from your spouse. Offenses, they will come from your family. Offenses, they will come from your mother and father. Offenses will come from your children. But learn from Jesus to be humble and forgive and have mercy. Shall we pray? Father, as that woman in that court prayed for mercy, you poured mercy on her heart. Not only that you poured mercy on her heart, you also gave her mercy because she deserved judgment. You have given us mercy because today we are called your children. Because today we are partakers of the things of the kingdom. We have received mercy. May you fill us today with mercy inside. That, Lord, we may be the embodiment of the mercy of God. That, Lord, whatever this world brings on us, we may respond by your mercy. Fill us, Lord. We need you to make us to be like Jesus. Help us, Lord, in that regard. Grow us and strengthen us to be merciful people. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, Kenny. Bless you. Why don't we stand together? And let's ask the Lord to help us respond to that. And thank you for that message and the prayer as well. If there's someone with us today who really needs to be empowered with mercy because you're facing some very difficult situations and you need the mercy of God, his nature to fill you, maybe you, on the other side of that, you need mercy from others and you need God's intervention in your life. We're going to ask that we can just have a moment, just listen to the Spirit and invite people to receive prayer for an anointing that would accelerate your experience of God's mercy in your life. And maybe for some that are, even struggling with aging. I don't know how many of you feel like you have signs of aging. Some wives are asking, husbands, can I put my hand up? Well, all kinds of challenges. Some of us have the need for mercy because we've got hostility in our lives. There's stuff against us. Things are happening that are just difficult to manage. You need to receive mercy. Others need an anointing to go and exercise mercy towards difficult situations. You've got a person at work or in the home that is really, even just as South Africans, just living in the country we're living in at the moment, eh? With that very disappointing speech the other night in the Sona, eh? We need to have mercy in our hearts. I just feel like God wants us to step forward and allow him to fill us with mercy for our own situations or where we can be carriers of mercy to others. Tess, I'm going to ask you to do a special thing. You know that song, Bring Me Back? Tess wrote a song many, many years ago, and I was thinking about it all morning. Can we sing that? We just close with that song. Can you guys find that for us? Gav, you can help him there. The thing. And while Tay sings that song, let's just come back to God. Come back to his throne of grace and mercy, and allow him to fill us. And if you'd like us to pray specifically for you, or with you, While we sing the song, just come up and we'll have a time of prayer right here in the front. Kenny will also join me and we pray for people, eh? And others of the leaders that are here, most of the elders I think are here today. Come up and let's pray for people as well. Can you just lead it like that? I don't know if they can find the words for us. Go for it, Taz. There we go. Where I belong. Thanks, man. Thank you, Lord. So don't be shy. Just start responding to that if you need to pray for mercy. Craig and Vanessa with us, and they're heading up to Botswana. They'll be working up there in solar installations. Craig, I don't know if you guys are, we'd love to pray. Colin and I said we'd love to pray with you guys. Why don't you just come up here as well? So let's respond to that. Guys, who feels like you really need God's empowering mercy in your life to bless others, or you need it because of what you personally are going through? Come up right now. Tase will just lead us a few moments longer, and we're going to pray for people. Colin, maybe you can just join us and pray for Craig and Vanessa as they head out to Botswana this week. I think tomorrow, I think I leave. Pray for them as well. Who else needs to receive prayer for mercy? You're going through some very difficult things. You're facing something that you need God's mercy on your life to bless, to carry His life and love. And